glad you're with us. The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
And our guest, Barbara Weeble of HoleInTheDonut.com, just back from Ecuador. Sounds like a marvelous trip, even if she did get a little altitude sickness up in the mountains, which that's easy to do, even going to the ski resorts here.
9,000 to 11,000 feet, that's a pretty good distance.
Barb, you said that you go into a country with a one-way ticket, stay at least a month or so, and go wherever the heck you want to go. Do you buy like a Eurail pass or something, or do you have friends, or have you made arrangements to, how do you travel?
Well, I buy the one-way ticket, and I generally go into a major port. In the case of Ecuador, I flew into Guayaquil, which is the largest city there. And then I make my way around the country through any kind of transportation mode that I can, with the exception of flying. I really hate to fly within a country. Local buses, trains, boats, even cars and other types of, you know, transport services, independent people who are carrying passengers. I had an example when I was traveling from Quito to this small mountain village, and it happened that I was going on a holiday weekend. It was the longest holiday weekend in the history of the country. And I hadn't thought about whether, the Day of the Dead, and they combined it with two or three other holidays to make it a 5-day weekend.
So are you on the bus with all of the chickens and goats and everything?
Uh-huh.
Oh no!
I ended up on a local bus and all the luggage piled high in the center aisle, and
I love
in a seat meant for two. There were three of us: the mother and her young boy sitting next to me, who was throwing up from the curvy roads.
And you think this is fun and enjoyable, is that right? I'm just curious.
I thrive on this. I love anything that puts me in situations where I can meet the local people, make a connection.
Isn't that true?
Barbara enjoys going into the country like that versus going in and staying at a 5-star hotel and, you know, just laying around and being waited on. Not the luxury sometimes, yeah. Barbara, yeah. Right?
Well, once in a while I get lucky and a hotel sponsors me, but most of the time I'm in the dorms with the younger people, and I love that because you meet wonderful people and you find out the secrets of where
to go. Yes, it is refreshing. And that's one of the things that we've always said as we travel. We love to get out and meet the real people. Now, I like to come back to my sleep number bed or whatever, but that's okay. we do enjoy meeting the locals, and that's really how you find out about a country.
And I want to ask you, too, several of your photos, you have the ladies with the shawls and the bowler hats that they're so well known for, the little fedoras. And finally, I see that you have a photo of two young girls sitting here. Did you have a problem getting to take their photos, or were they pretty well, okay, you can take our photo?
No, I did have problems getting photos of the Quechua. They are very reticent, and I always ask permission when I'm going to take a close-up of someone. And
yes,
probably 9 times out of 10, I was denied permission to do that, and I accepted that. But these two young girls, they looked at one another when I asked, and they finally sort of shyly nodded and gave me permission. And they're so beautiful, as you can see in that photo, and they're very traditionally dressed. So I'm delighted.
Do they ask to see the photo after you've taken it?
You know, they never ask, but I always show it. And I get, most of the time, I get a reaction of giggles. I don't know why, but they seem to be embarrassed to see their photo.
Well, they probably don't have the opportunity that much to actually see
true
a photo of themselves.
Yeah,
I asked you before
true
we went to the break just earlier about security and so on. Do you ever have a, I mean, what do you do if you get in a situation where you're just not comfortable with? And did that happen on this trip? Or?
It did. It did. I will say that while I enjoyed Ecuador, it's probably one of the more stressful experiences I've had, because combined with seasickness in the Galapagos and altitude sickness in the mountains, I also had some concerns about security. Guayaquil is an extremely dangerous city, one of the most dangerous in the world.
In respect to petty crime or?
Uh-huh. Yeah. In respect to petty crime, I mean, it's filled with some very, very poor people, and there's an awful lot of muggings and, you know, violent crime, too, stabbing and robbing people.
Oh, really?
And I was actually, in Quito, I was the subject of one scam where a woman tapped me on the shoulder and said, oh, you know, you've been pooped on by a bird.
Oh, and yeah, they do that in Russia, too.
Yeah, and, you know, I knew what was going on because I'm a savvy traveler, and I do the research ahead of time to know what those scams are. So I didn't
briefly explain that.
Okay, well, you're walking down the street, someone taps you on the shoulder, they tell you that you have bird poop on the back of you, and they then try and get you to take your backpack off so that they can clean you up. And in this case, a 40-year-old woman pulled a huge packet of baby wipes out of her purse and started swabbing me down. Now, you know, there were some telltale signs that my red flag went up over. One, why is a 40-year-old woman carrying baby wipes? And a bird doesn't poop on you from head to toe, and it's not brown-colored.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I didn't fall prey to that, but I said to her, she said, take off your backpack and I'll help you clean up. And I said, I don't think so, and you know why. And boy, she took off.
So did you have a problem with the language when you said you were talking with her?
I speak fluent Spanish.
Okay.
So that's not an issue for me. Although I will say that in the mountains and in places in the southern part by Guayaquil, I had a hard time understanding people. Because the dialects are often a mix of Spanish and Quechua, which, of course, I don't speak.
Yeah. And when it comes to those issues of, maybe not so much muggings, but the petty theft of purse snatching or pickpocketing, I do have a little bit of an advantage of being 6'4" and 280 pounds. They don't approach me that often. But don't hesitate to just start yelling if you're in a situation that's uncomfortable. Yell for the police and yell for help. They'll usually scatter.
Right.
It's like this past year, our website, our Facebook and our Yahoo account were both hacked. And the message that went out was, please send money. Kevin was attacked and mugged in London. Mm-hmm. Well, our friends that know us know that my husband at 6'4", close to 300 pounds, wasn't going to get mugged. If they're going to get anybody, it's going to be me.
Yeah, some snotty little Brit wasn't going to take me down. Yeah.
But you do have to be careful of that.
You do, but the key to that is knowing ahead of time what the scams are.
Yep.
And if you're prepared with that, then you're less likely to fall prey to it.
Would you go back to Ecuador?
I would. I particularly liked Cuenca in the south of the country. It's a town of about 500,000 with something like 30,000 American and Canadian expats. So I ended up spending Thanksgiving with them and had a wonderful time there. It was a great closeout to my 2 months in Ecuador. But there are places that I would love to go back to and places I didn't get to investigate.
Great.
Well, let us know. Keep sending us that great hole in the donut email and all your great photos. I really enjoyed looking at those.
Right. And to our listeners, check out holeinthedonut.com. Happy New Year to you, Barb, and we'll talk to you again next year. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
This is the Travel Planners Radio Show. Our website, kevinandsuetravel.com. Email kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. And we'll be right back on the Global American Network.